Welcome to Passion Church. For more information about Passion Church, please visit us online at www.passionchurch.tv. Now let's join the service already in progress.
Thank you. because we just declared that we will worship him forever. Amen. Come on, give him a shout of praise.
So worthy, Jesus.
declare we will sing. The victory in you. We have the power. We have the authority in you, oh God. Help us to know who we are in you, Jesus. Who we are in you, Jesus. We love you, God.
I can't hear your voice.
your soul this morning of all that he's done, of his blessings in your life, of his security in your life, of his provision in your life. Come on, remind your soul. Sometimes we have to say, soul, this is what the Lord has done for me in my life. He's provided protection. He's provided healing. He's providing safety. He's providing love and mercy and forgiveness for my soul today. Whether it's the mountaintop or in the deepest, darkest valley of our lives, we can still praise him. Amen. Would you lift your hearts to him this morning? Father, we give you everything, everything, oh God, everything. You're with us right here with us, Lord. Whether it's on the mountaintop this morning, Father, for each person in this house today, whether it's in the deepest, darkest valley they've ever found themselves in, oh God, we trust you that you're a consistent God. We trust you that you're a faithful God this morning, Lord. We trust you, Lord. We trust you, God. I'll remind my soul.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything that you're doing in our life, everything that you've done in our life, everything that you're going to do in our life, God. We do commit everything to you today. Every area of our life, God. If there's one area that we've been holding back, one area that we haven't given to you, God, God, we ask you to forgive us of that. And God, we give you that area. That area of hurt, that area of pain, that area maybe of the financial area. Maybe it's a physical area, maybe it's a spiritual area. God, we give all we are to you this morning. In Jesus' name. You know, if you've come to Passion Church for any length of time, you always hear us at some point in time stop and pray for our movers. And I just want to encourage you. This is something God laid on Pastor Steve's heart several years ago. And we can't ever read the room. We don't ever know who's in the room, who needs to come into right relationship with Jesus. So that's why we give a call every Sunday, so that if there is one, saving souls is very important, right? So that's why it's part of every service that we do. But I want to encourage you, if you don't have a mover's card, we've got them in a convenient card like this. It goes in your wallet. I just took this out of my wallet. But we've got a big card like, Pastor Steve, hold that up. Big card like that. You can put it on your fridge. But if you haven't taken the time to fill one of those out, it's a very powerful part of my life. because there's people that have come to know Jesus that were on my list. Family members, friends, people that I know, they've come to know Jesus. And I believe it's because I took time and I prayed for him, not just on Sunday morning, but every time I thought about him, I prayed for him. Can I tell you that I got to lead one of them personally to the Lord? I was praying for him. And one day they came to church. They called and told me that they wanted to come to church. And I said, this is it, God, this is it. So he's sitting by me and Pastor Steve gives the call for salvation. And I got my eyes closed, but I cheated. I got that one eye open. And I'm saying, please, Lord, let him raise his hand because I know he desperately needs it. And he didn't raise his hand. And I begin to weep and say, Lord Jesus, he's here. He's here. Convict him. Let your conviction come. And he said, he won't answer Pastor Steve's altar call, but he'll answer yours. And I led him to the Lord in the parking lot right outside the church. And can I tell you, that's powerful. That's Jesus Christ. That's what this is all about. It's not just for me. It's for everybody around me. Amen? So this morning, if you haven't gotten one of these and taken time to fill it out, take time. They're out in the lobby. They're on the comm center in the green room. You can get one. You can fill it out. But there's power in your prayer for the people you know need to have a right relationship with Jesus. So right now, Lord Jesus, we lift up our movers to you. God, ask that you would make them aware of you. Lord Jesus, maybe they go to church. Maybe they slightly have a relationship with you, but God, they don't have a saving, delivering, Lord of my life relationship with you, God. I pray that they would make a move towards you, Lord Jesus, that they would be convicted of their sins, Lord Jesus, that they would want to come near to you, Lord Jesus. God, I pray that you'd use us. God, use me. Use these people to minister to the people on our movers cards in the mighty name of Jesus. And right now, with every head bowed and every eye closed, if you say, Woody, that's me, I need to come into right relationship with Jesus. I need to have Jesus come and be the Savior of my life, the Lord of my life. If that's you this morning, would you just raise your hand so we can pray for you? I see that hand. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God, right now, I mean, everybody right now as a family, let's say this prayer together. And the person that raised their hand, you mean this. I believe Jesus is coming into your life as Lord this morning, right now. Say this prayer. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I need you to be my Savior, to be my Lord. Forgive me of my sin. Wash me clean. Make me whole. God, I believe that you came to this earth. You died on the cross. And you're coming back for me one day. And I confess you as Lord of my life in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Will you give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning?
It's been a privilege to have you join us for this time of ministry. To find more Passion Church resources or to make a donation online, visit www.passionchurch.tv. Remember, you can't live without passion.